playing three rounds in the playoffs this spring?
Well, I think it's just the experience alone. I think it's going to help us. It's not easy going this far and, you know, not making it, but at the same time, there's a lot of guys, this was a new experience for them, and I think, you know, that experience is going to pay off.
Adam, what's going to stand out most about the run for your group this spring?
Well, I think right now we're disappointed that we didn't get to kind of our ultimate goal, but I think kind of as time passes, you're going to look back on this experience and you see how much the city got behind us, and you know, just to see that buzz, and you know, it was a lot of fun. I think you look at Game 7 in Nashville and all the pressure, you're on the road, and you know, to see how well our team played there and kind of thrive under that pressure. And it was a lot of fun kind of just competing with those guys and playing well in tonight.
Vegas was obviously good. Now you had a couple of days. Can you think of anything either strategic-wise or that you guys could have done better, or it was just a matter of not finishing as much?
I mean, we're going to have all summer to think about that. It could be a mix of a few things. I mean, they're a good team. They deserve to be where they're at. I think, their goaltending was phenomenal in the playoffs. I think we did have a hard time, you know, getting one past Fleury when we needed to at times. But, you know, it's tough to say one thing for sure, you know, is the reason why they won right now at least.
Any thoughts, Adam, on that?
No, I think Brian hit the nail on the head. It's, you know, Vegas came at us and, you know, they played to their strengths. They skated well and, you know, they're very opportunistic, I think. We felt like we were right there in a lot of the games, and you know, for whatever reason, we couldn't get, you know, the goal to put us up, or you know, just the goal to get us back in the game. So, yeah, you know, credit to them. We wish them the best moving forward.
Should this kind of be the new expectation now for this team, is to get into this level?
I think going into next year, I think we just got to remember how hard it was to get to this point. I mean, it takes a full 82 games just to make the playoffs and have the season we had, and then the work you got to do once you're there. I mean, you know, we had to go through a tough 7-game series just to play Vegas, so it's not a guarantee you'll be back in the same spot next year, but I think you know, it was good for us to see how much work it takes to get there.
And just a quick thought on whether you guys were dealing with any injuries individually that were significant.
Not really.
I'm good.
Ryan, just for yourself, when you look back at starting with Atlanta and then what you achieved this year, I mean, how much do you appreciate that what happened this season in your career, that you're able to experience that?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I think we all had a lot of fun, you know, going through it together. But at the same time, it makes you want more. I mean, it makes you want to, you know, get to that Stanley Cup Finals and play for the Cup, and you know, once you get a taste for it, you want to be right back there, and you wish you could kind of hit the fast forward on to next year already.
Sorry, just to pick up on Paul's question, Brian, you missed a number of morning skates and optionals, that sort of thing. Was it just normal wear and tear, or was it something a little more serious in the playoffs that you were dealing with?
No, I mean, I had a little issue going on, but I mean, it's the playoffs. A lot of guys did. I mean, the thing is, there wasn't a lot of time to rest. So I mean, I was just trying to get extra rest by not skating, and you know, we had quite a few guys in the same boat. So yeah.
Paul, Maurice had alluded the other day to that there might be some guys playing through things that are going to need some attention in the off season. Either of you in that camp that you'll need any follow up?
Just rest.
Brian, considering your length in the league, your length of time in the league, and you're finally into a playoff run this spring, what did you discover about how hard it is to get to the end? Your sample size in the playoffs, along with Adams, is very small from 3 years ago. This, I'm thinking, will be different. So what did you discover about the difficulty?
I think just the way the momentum can switch and the ups and downs of it. I mean, you go through it and it's just like an emotional roller coaster during a series. I mean, you know, you're on top of the world when you're up, then you lose the game and it feels like it's over. So it's just like I kept saying, I mean, for me, it was just having fun. I mean, we didn't feel pressure in our room to go out there and win the Stanley Cup. We were just enjoying it. And I think that's one of the reasons why we had some success this year. You know, we didn't put that pressure on ourselves. We were having fun.
Brian, a lot of people that I've talked to in this city, I'm just talking fans, people out on the streets, think that this wasn't just the biggest hockey moment in this city's history. It was the biggest moment ever in this city's history. I know that you guys were in the middle of it, and maybe you couldn't think about it that much, and I was hoping both of you could answer this question, but what was it like for you as you saw, you know, not only the White Oak, but those crowds building outside this getting bigger and bigger, and what's it like to be at the center of all that?
It's pretty incredible. I think kind of we know we have terrific fans, we know we have terrific support, but you'd hear that, you know, every game it seemed like the whiteout party was getting bigger and more people were kind of getting on board and really getting behind this team. I know, you know, we have the support, but you know, it seemed like they were showing it every day. You'd be walking through the grocery store, people wearing their jerseys on off days, you're just driving down the street, you know, everyone's got their hat on, and you know, they really seem to, you know, kind of rally behind us, and you know, really seem to enjoy the experience, and you know, we're happy we were able to give them a long run. You know, they certainly deserve it. They've stuck with us through some thin years, so well, hopefully it's kind of just the start of something where, you know, we continue to get better and, you know, we continue to try and push to get back to the spot every year.
Yeah, I mean, the fan support was unbelievable. I think it's just, it was a whole nother level this year. You know, and like you said, I mean, the farther we went, I mean, you would see people, you know, wearing jerseys to work in the morning and seeing the Jets flags and stuff everywhere, all over the city. You know, and people were so supportive of us during the whole playoff run. You know, and I felt like it kind of grew, you know, to even outside. I mean, I was getting messages from friends and family back home out through the playoffs saying, you know, that we're rooting for you and everyone's watching you guys. So it was amazing support. And yeah, I mean, you don't realize, you know, how special it was till it was kind of over. And I think during the summer, I think you can reflect on that a bit more. But, you know, at the time, you're just amazed by, you know, the support of the city.
Thanks, guys.